Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so let's have a real discussion about lupus. My guest is Marissa Ziperi Corona. She's the author of Lupus, Real Life, Real Patients, Real Talk. Marissa has had over 300 articles published covering a wide variety of topics, you know, in health, business, religion. She's just a, you know, prolific writer. She's been featured and interviewed on the topic of lupus and glamour, eating well, WebMD, MSNBC, South Florida Today, the Chicago Tribune, Yahoo. She was formerly educated in chemistry and fine art. Interesting combination. Marissa was about to graduate with her nursing degree when she was diagnosed with systemic lupus. And so we'll talk a little bit about her story. Right now, she serves as a board member for the Lupus Foundation of America, Southeast Florida chapter. And she is also founder of the lupussurvivalguide.com. Marissa, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about your story. I mean, so it looks like you were about to graduate as a registered nurse. What happened?
Sure. So before I was actually diagnosed with lupus, I was actually sick for many years. And like many lupus patients, my physicians were having a difficult time diagnosing. And that often comes with just lupus mimicking so many other diseases as far as symptoms. So before I graduated, I was actually hit by a drunk driver when I was walking to my car, and obviously had major impact on my body. And so that was my trigger. Lupus needs a trigger in most cases, and that trigger can be an accident, it can be a trauma, it can be an illness, a pregnancy, something that brings your immune system and your body to a very low point. So when that happened, lupus just kind of went out of control in my body. Many symptoms came out at once, and because all of those symptoms were happening within a matter of weeks, doctors were able to diagnose me right away at that point. So that all happened within about, I'd say, 2 months of getting hit.
Wow. Well, now, for you, that was a major trigger, right? So you said a lot of symptoms came out at once. That's not how it often works for people with lupus, though, right? Sometimes they get a trigger, but the doctors aren't really sure what's going on. The tests are inconclusive. Is that more of a common story?
Yes, absolutely. So over the years, the stories that I've heard most often are, you know, someone will get fevers for several weeks, and then they'll go away, and then maybe they'll get a rash. Then they'll notice that they'll be more sensitive to the sun, or they'll just have, like, pains, you know, and maybe when they go to a doctor, by the time they actually get to a doctor's appointment, those pains aren't as severe. So it's very difficult because doctors will begin, you know, looking for different diseases, will begin testing, doing some blood tests, but it's very uncommon for them to have multiple symptoms at one time, especially in the beginning. And the average diagnosis, they say, is 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, you know what, you know, Marissa, when I was practicing, so back in the late 90s through about the mid 2000s, I mean, lupus wasn't in the forefront of the media as it is kind of beginning now. So if you came into my office, I mean, this is just the truth. If you came into my office one moment with a fever, 3 or 4 months later, some joints that hurt, and, you know, a few months later, a rat, I mean, that's hard to put together. You know, that really
Absolutely.
Is. And so I think lupus was kind of like the last thing. I think maybe on your sixth or seventh visit, I might start thinking about some autoimmune type process. And so it's a tough diagnosis to make. Hey, can you do this for my listeners? Can you define lupus in a very simple, lay, you know, way for my audience?
Okay. So I like to tell people, you know, basically lupus is a chronic inflammatory autoimmune disease. And what that means is, obviously, it's chronic, long-lasting, that there is no cure as of right now. And I like to tell people, think of my immune system and my body on overdrive. And so my immune system is not in check at this point. And so it's beginning to see my own tissues, blood and organs as a foreigner, so it begins to attack it. And that begins to spiral out of control. And over time, you know, it's different in every patient. Lupus will attack certain organs. And if that isn't held back in some way through, you know, pharmaceutical medication and whatnot, those organs begin to get so severely damaged, you know, at some point, if say it's kidneys, because kidneys are very commonly attacked in lupus, someone might need a kidney transplant over time, which is why it's, you know, it's important to obviously get a correct diagnosis, but then to be treated aggressively so that it doesn't get to that point years later.
Yeah, so you're describing what we call systemic lupus, right? So there are certain cases where lupus is more confined to the skin, joints, but in your case, we're talking about a systemic involvement, obviously a more severe, you know, situation from just, say, one that's involving the skin. Who gets lupus the most? Are we talking about men, women? What's the age group, too?
So both men and women can get lupus, but 90% of lupus patients are women. Then they estimate 5 million worldwide right now, so we're looking at 4.5 million of those being women. And most common diagnoses are between the ages of 15 and 44, which are considered childbearing years. And I would say another statistic that, you know, is very popular and that I think brings a little bit more attention is that the age group of Americans, and I'm going to say they estimate 1.5 million Americans have lupus, but the age group between 18 and 34 have actually the least knowledge about lupus, and they're the highest risk as far as being diagnosed.
Is that maybe what they, because that age group is invincible? At least that's what they're thinking, so they're not usually thinking about disease or something. You think that's, it's a mentality in that age group?
I think that's part of it, and I've also, you know, just noticed with a lot of the people that I've met over the years, I think, you know, in that time frame, in that season of life, you know, you're going to college, you're getting married, you're starting your career, you're having children, and all of these things are potential triggers, especially, you know, stress is the biggest trigger of lupus. I know many women that didn't feel well before they got pregnant, but then after the pregnancy, they were diagnosed very quickly because of, you know, they believe it has to do also with hormone shifts, and a lot of symptoms came out after pregnancy. Pregnancy is a huge trigger. So I think the majority of those things fall into that age group.
Yeah, so yeah, I think that's, so there's probably, you know, it's multifactorial why that statistic is true. Let's go back to the symptoms for a moment.
Okay.
Because that's something my listeners always want to know when I have somebody on like this. How do I know? Like, when should I go see the doctor? And it's obviously tough because often lupus starts with these symptoms that are kind of disconnected. So when should somebody, like somebody has a rash, when should they go in, or the joint problems, when should they go in? I mean, how do we, is there a better way maybe approaching this and a better way to educate about the symptoms?
Well, I think that's where, you know, awareness and education comes in. And unfortunately, and this will never change, I mean, these symptoms do fall into so many different categories and so many different types of illnesses and disease, that I think it's just to be aware of your body. Obviously, we all know our body best. We know when something's not right. For me, before I was hit by the truck, I mean, I didn't feel well for a long time. I went to multiple physicians, and I began to keep a journal because I just knew something wasn't right, but I wasn't getting a clear answer. And it's almost to the point where you feel like you're going crazy because you're, you know, like, okay, am I really feeling this way? Because I can't get anyone to take me seriously or get me an accurate diagnosis. And like you said, as a physician, and I think it was similar.
Why don't we do this? Marissa, let's leave it there for a sec. We'll come back. We'll talk more about your book and the treatment for it. My guest is Marissa Z. Perry Corona. She wrote the book Lupus, Real Life, Real Patients, Real Talk. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. We'll be right back.